Morning. Today's daf in Horios is daf Ches. We are in Zion Amud Beis. We are at the Mishnah. Towards the bottom of the Amud, it's about two-thirds of the way down. The Mishnah begins saying, Chayav and El Al Halam Davar Im Shigas HaMaisa. So the only time you're going to be Chayav is only when it is Halam Davar. There has to be a forgetting of a psak that he offered, together with Shigas Maisa, together with an action that comes concurrent together with it. Something that we've already discussed since the beginning of the Masechta, but the Gemara over here says that this is not only true with when it comes to the Tzibur, but it's also true regarding the Kohen. When the Kohen is required to bring his special carbon par, so that too is only going to be coming when there comes an erroneous ruling issued by the Kohen, together with an action based on his own ruling. The first part of the Mishnah is talking about the Beis Din. V'chein HaMashiach, and the same thing is true regarding the Kohen as well. And the same thing is true also regarding Avodah Zarah as well. That it has to come with first a Helam Davar, has to come with a ruling, together with Shigas Maisa. So as I mentioned yesterday, I'm just going to quickly grab a Chumash. As I mentioned yesterday, so there are two distinct parshios in the Torah requiring a carbon chattis. One is in Vayikra Perek Dal. Vayikra Perek Dal, which we basically is the one we've been focusing on since the beginning of the Masechta. So that takes us through the various carbon chattises that are brought by. I'm going to go in the order of the Perek that are brought by the Kohen Gadol, the Tzibor, the Nasi, and then the Yachid. So and the Pesukim go and relate an account for the special carbonates that are brought by the three special Kohen Gadol, Sibor, and Nasi, followed then by the regular carbon chattis that's brought by the population. Then, if you open up to Parshas B'Shalach, so there's another parsha also relating to a carbon chattis, and this is a parsha which, quite frankly, we haven't taken a look at inside yet. Like for just a moment to take a look inside. In the course of today's daf, we're going to be discussing it with some more detail. So it's a good day to go through it. The Torah is in the middle of Parsha Shlach. It's an interesting location in general to put all this. But in the middle of Parsha Shlach, after the incident with the Meraglim, and then the conclusion of the Meraglim. So then the Torah goes on in Perek Tzvav to discuss things like Nesachim, like the Mitzvah of Challah. It requires its explanation in terms of why, like, these particular mitzvahs were selected at the end of Parsha Shlach. But anyway, for our purposes right now, we don't have to explain the Chumash. We just have to understand the Parsha in of itself. The first thing that comes up in Shlach is the following. I'm in Perek Tzvav, Pasuk Chav Beis. V'chisishku v'losasu is called Mitzvos Ha'ilah Asher Diber Hashem. And let's say there was a shogeg. And v'losasu is called Mitzvos Ha'ilah Asher Diber Hashem. Never in this parsha are we going to understand that's talking about Avodah Zarah. Okay, so for you and me, we know that's talking about Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara is going to connect the dots. How do we know this is talking about Avodah Zarah? But for our purposes right now, let's assume it is. So El Moshe is called Asher Tziva Hashem Alechem Biad Moshe and Yom Asher Tziva Hashem V'Halol Ador Sechem V'Ayam Ine Ha'Eda Nesasa L'Shkaga. So here now you we're used to the key words over here. Ine Ha'Eda, that means the Sanhedrin. Nesasa L'Shkaga. The people then follow the ruling of the Sanhedrin B'Shogeg. Vasu Kol Eda Par Ben Bakar Echel Ola L'Rech Nichoch L'Hashem V'Nechasov V'Nizkel K'Mishpat. So the Torah says, under these circumstances, so what the people need to bring, or the Beis Din, depending on who you hold like, but what they need to bring is going to be a par, and the par is going to be brought as an ola, and the seer is going to be brought as a chata. So there are two carbonates that are brought in the case of Beis Din ruling for the people on Avodah Zarah. And then, I'm skipping a couple of psukim, I'm now in Pasuk Chav Zayin, V'im Nefesh Achas Techete Bishkaga. V'ikrava is bashnasa lechatas. So if an individual sins, and not under the ruling of Beis Din, but if an individual sin, and again we're talking now about shogeg avodah zarah, so then an individual brings lechatas. He brings an ez lechatas, he brings a goat. Okay, so What do we have over here? So we really have now two parshiyos that we got to just keep balancing in our head. One is in Vayikra Perek Dalet, and the one is in Bamidbar Perek Tezvav. Vayikra Perek Dalet, that's Shar Mitzvos. That's what we're going to call it. You'll see the Gemara use that terminology. Meaning that's all the Averos in the Torah. I say Averos, I mean ones that are have a Chiv Kares. That's also coming up later in today's daf. As opposed to Bamidbar Tezvav, that's talking about Shogeg of Avodah Zarah. Okay, now with all that stated, let's go now back to our Mishnah. Now, what the Mishnah says is as follows. Same thing is true when it comes to Avodah Zarah. Meaning, when I fast forward to Parsha Shlach, and I look at the Avodah Zarah carbon, in other words, the carbon that's brought for Avodah Zarah B'Shogeg, that too has to be with a ruling issued by the Beis Din, followed then by the people following the ruling of the Beis Din. Anything short of that, and there's no special karban for the Avodah Zarah. That's as it applies to Tzibor. Okay. So far, so good. We are now in the Gemara, towards the bottom of Zainam and Beis, Minalan. How do I know all this? The Tanur Rabbanan. So here we're going to start off with the Psukim in Vayikra Perek Dalet. Yishku, the pasuk says that the person is v'shogeg yachol, yihu chayavim al shigas maisa. I might have thought that as far as the tzibur is concerned, all you need is a shigas maisa, meaning I don't need a ruling. So tamalamer yishku v'nelam davar. The Torah says nelam davar, that the matter was concealed from us. Ein chayavim al helam davar im shigas maisa. In other words, first there had to have been a ruling. The ruling therefore led us astray. Therefore we violated the Torah. Then only under those circumstances is the tzibur going to be chayv to bring their special part. V'chein Mashiach, just continuing in the Gemara Minalan, how do I know that as well? So dechsev lash masa'am harei Mashiach kitzibur. As we've already identified before in yesterday's daf, we're going to say now say it again, that when the Torah tells us regarding the Kohen Gadol, le'ash masa'am, that means to say that the Kohen patterns himself exactly like the tzibur. Just like the tzibur only requires a carbon when there's a hora'ah, same thing is true with the Kohen, only he's only going to be chayv his special carbon par, only when there's a hora. Continuing in the Gemara, how do I know this? Tanu Rabbanan. The Gemara quotes another brisa. Look, okay. The Torah obviously dedicates an entirely different parsha for Shogeg Avodah Zarah, meaning that's Bamidbar Tezvav. So now, Yachol, I might have thought. Yachol Yuchayavim Ashigas Maisa. I might have thought the Jewish people, are going to be chayv a karban just for shigas maisa, meaning no ruling. As long as if we the Jewish people were over to Avodah Zarah instead of shogeg, so we should bring a karban. So nemar kan meinev, nemar lahala meinev, ma lahalam ein chayavim al halam davar im shigas maisa, avkan ein chayavim el al halam davar im shigas maisa. So the Gemara says, okay, but we have the word meinev both in Vayikra Dalet and in Bamidbar Tezvav. That Me'ene creates a Gzeres Shava connecting the two. So just like I know that in Vayikra Dalet, when we have it Sibor, it has to be with Hora'ah, it has to be with a ruling, an erroneous ruling. Same thing is true when it comes to Avodah Zarah. That first portion of Avodah Zarah dealing with the Sibor has to be with an erroneous ruling. So far, so good. Now, the Ilu Mashiach be'Avodas Kochavim lo Ketani. Now, the Gemara here is going to make an observation in the Mishnah. You see, here's what happened in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, we talked first about a carbon Sibor. In other words, the Parhelm Davashal Tzibur. Then we said, V'chein L'Mashiach. The same thing is true regarding a Kohen Gadol. In other words, he has to issue a ruling. And then and only then is he, and he has to follow that ruling. Then and only then is he going to be chayv a special carbon part. And then the Mishnah said, and the same thing is true regarding a Avodah Zarah by the Tzibur. Okay. What is notably absent in the Mishnah, conspicuously absent in the Mishnah, is what would be the story regarding a Kohen Gadol regarding an erroneous ruling regarding Avodah Zarah. So that's not in the Mishnah. And so what you could deduce from the Mishnah is that if we have a Kohen Gadol and Avodah Zarah, so does he require an erroneous ruling over there? Not mentioned in the Mishnah, and the Gemara now discusses this very point. V'ilu Mashiach ba'Avodah Zarah lo ketani. Now it doesn't mention Kohen Gadol regarding Avodah Zarah. So Masisa Mani Rebbe, he detanya. So the Gemara says so. As we're about to now see, it is going to be a debate. Machlokas HaTanayim, what exactly a status of the Kohen Gadol is vis-a-vis Avodah Zarah. Meaning, Shar Mitzvos, Vayikra Dalet, we know clearly that he's only going to be Chayv a special carbon under the circumstance where there was a Hora, and he followed his own ruling. But when now as we move to Bamidbar Tezvav, is the same thing true regarding Avodah Zarah as it relates to Kohen Gadol? So, the Gemara says, let's first introduce ourselves to the Machlokas. The time we learned in the Braisa. Mashiach ve'avodas kochavim, as it relates to a Kohen Gadol, regarding Avodah Zarah. Meaning, what would be the rule? When is he chayv a karban for Avodah Zarah? Rabbi Omer b'shigas maisa. So Rabbi says shigas maisa. Meaning, that despite the fact that the Kohen Gadol, in Vayikra Dalet, clearly needs a hora, that's undeniable, undisputable. It's undisputed. The Kohen needs a hora. In other words, la'ashma sa'am. Just like a Sanhedrin needs a ruling, so too the Kohen Gadol needs a ruling. But that's Vayikra Dalet. When we move to Bamidbar Tezvah, Parsha Shlach, there, according to Rabbi, for a Kohen to be required to bring a carbon for Shogig of Avodah Zarah, it's just Shigagas Maisa. He does not need a hora. The Chachamim Omrim, Behalam Davar. So, and the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say no. That as far as the Kohen Gadol is concerned in Avodah Zarah, he there as well is going to need Halam Davar. There's going to need to be a ruling issued by the Kohen Gadol. Somehow he erroneously concluded that some form of Avodah Zarah is okay. Okay, again, I know it's strange, but he came up with that ruling, and he followed his own ruling, and then, and only then, he's going to be chayv karban, but for just Shigas Maisa alone, he won't be chayv karban. Okay, so this is a disagreement between Rabbi and the Chachamim. The Gemara, in just a moment, is going to explain what's the basis of that machlokas, but in the meantime, however, before we get there, Vishavim, they both agree that the karban that's actually going to be brought is Si'ira. In other words, that both Rebbe and the Chachamim agree that the halacha regarding the Kohen Gadol is that he's going to bring a Si'ira, a female goat, just like an individual would have brought. Vishavan, and they also agree, Ein Mevi Hashem Talui, that the Kohen Gadol is never going to be required to bring an Hashem Talui in the event that he has a suffix as to whether or not he violated the Torah, did not violate the Torah. So for you and I, meaning the non-Kohen Gadol, the rest of the people, so we have a special carpet to bring in Hashem Talui, that's introduced to us in Perek He of Vayikra, right, the very next Perek. But the Kohen Gadol is never going to bring the Hashem Talui for reasons which we're going to articulate in just a little bit. Okay, so what we have right now is a machlokas between Rebbe and the Chachamim, in that a Kohen Gadol, as it relates to Avodah Zarah, which is its own parsha in the Torah, that's Bamidbar Tezvav. So we know that the Torah over there outlines that there is a special carbon for Shogeg Avodah Zarah, for both for a tzibur and for an individual. And the question on the table is, when a Kohen Gadol violates Avodah Zarah b'Shogeg, does it require a Hora, does it not require a Hora? Rebbe says it does not require a Hora, meaning it's its own independent parsha. It's not Vayikra Dalet, it's Bamidbar Tezvav. It does not require a Hora. And the Chachamim say it does require a Hora. And now what we're pointing out is that our Mishnah is going like Rebbe, not like the Chachamim. What was the tip? What was the tell? That our Mishnah is going like Rebbe? Because our Mishnah says that the Kohen is like the Tzibor vis-a-vis Shar Mitzvos. But the Mishnah did not say that as it related to Avodah Zarah. It sounds like that the Kohen does not need a Hora when it comes to Avodah Zarah. The Tizbar, the Gemara says, does all this make sense? Meaning, are you really reading the Mishnah correctly? So, so bizdono kares uvishigaso chatos. So mikitani. So the Gemara says, now it happens to be that we're going to be learning in a Mishnah coming up later this morning that in order to be required to bring the karban, it has to be zdono kares, the kind of avera where if done intentionally you'd be subject to kares, and if done unintentionally you'd be chayv kachatos. And the Mishnah does not say the words v'chein hamashiach. Now, so Ella Tiniha Vuadilaha. So the Gemara says, but obviously when we read that next Mishnah coming up, we're gonna understand that it includes the Kohen. So the Gemara says, just because the Mishnah over here leaves out the words Vechein LaMashiach, doesn't mean that that is excluding the Kohen Gadol. It just simply means that the Mishnah is expecting us to understand that the same thing would be true regarding the Kohen Gadol as well. So the Gemara says that there is no clear indication that our Mishnah is necessarily following the opinion of Rebbe, not the opinion of the Chachamim. Okay, my time with the Rebbe, but we do know that there's a machlokas on the table. Again, Avodah Zarah b'Shogeg for a Kohen Gadol. Does it require a Hora, yes or no? Rebbe says it does not require a hora. The Chachamim says it does. My time at the Rebbe. So here we begin. What's behind the shita of Rebbe? I'm a kra. The pasuk says v'chiper hakohen al nefesh hashogeges b'chata b'shkaga. So if you look in the psukim in Bamidbar Tezvav, so the Torah goes on to say that the kohen is going to be mechaper al hanefesh hashogeges b'chata. I'm sorry, al hanefesh hashogeges b'chata b'shkaga. And here's how we're going to darshan the pasuk nefesh. So that's Zemashiach. That's the Kohen Gadol. Hashogeges, that's the Nasi. And Bechata Bishkaga, so the, and as far as now the next two words, Rebbe Savar, Chet Ze Bishkaga Yehe. In other words, that the Chet is done Bishogeg, meaning that we are going to be Mechayev just for the act alone. Meaning you don't need a Hora just for the act, for the erroneous act of being Ovid of Avodah Zarah. He did so in a state of Shogeg. But in other words, you don't need a hora. And v'rabbanan savre mishechat aso bishkaga yatz mishech she'en chat aso bishkaga elam behalam davar. And the chachamim will counter and say no. In other words, who is going to bring such a karban? Mishechat aso bishkaga, meaning when it comes to shar mitzvos, meaning vayikra perek dalet. So only those people who don't need a hora are going to be required to bring a karban for Avodah Zarah. However, it excludes Mashiach, excludes the Kohen Gadol, Shein Chatos HaBishkaga, meaning his quote-unquote regular Chatos, his regular Chatos is the bar, does not come just for the Maisa Shogeg, but it has to have a Ra. So Elab Helam Davar. So too, by Avodah Zarah, it has to have Helam Davar. So basically, the Gemara says that the Machlokes between Rebbe and the Chachamim is predicated on how to understand the Drasha. Vishavin. Now we move on to the next point that we made. B'si'ira ki'yachid. In terms of when the Kohen is going to bring his karban Avodah Zarah b'shogeg, meaning he was Ovid Avodah Zarah b'shogeg. According to Rebbe, he doesn't need a hora. According to the Chachamim, he does need a hora. But when the time comes that he brings a karban, so which karban is he going to bring? Si'ira. He's going to bring a female goat just like an individual would. Minalan, how do we know that? Amakra v'im nefesh achas. When the psukim open up on this parsha, it says a nefesh. A nefesh includes echad yachid, echad nasi, echad mashiach. So they all have a nefesh. They're all included in the nefesh. Kulam bechlal nefesh achas. They're all included nefesh achas. And therefore, we know that the carbon that they are going to bring, whenever they're required to bring it, is a female goat. Top of chesam and aleph, vishavin, and one more point that we need to cover. She'ein mevi ashram talui. We said that the Kohen Gadol is never subject to bring the ashram talui. Again, ashram talui is a carbon where a person's in a state of suffix as to whether or not he is required to bring a carbon chatas. Two pieces of fat, the classic example. Two pieces of fat in front of him. One was shuman, the other was chalev. Shuman's permitted, chalev is prohibited. He eats one of those two. He does not know which one he ate, and now the other one was taken away. So he simply does not know which one he ate. It is a suffix as to whether or not he violated Nisr Kares. So therefore, until he learns any better, he is required to bring an Ashram Talui. What we're learning out together is that the Kohen Gadol is never going to be subject to bring the Ashram Talui. How do I know that? Gemara is a drasha. Minalan dichsiv. Now this is a pasuk in Vayikra He describing the Ashram Talui. V'chibar alav ha-kohen, asher gagasu asher shagag. So the Kohen is going to bring it, meaning the Ashram Talui, for him, al shigas or sheshagag, Rebbe Savar, mi shekol cheto bishkaga, yatzaze, shein kol cheto bishkaga, ela be'alam davar. So, and Rebbe teaches us that from this pasuk, what do we learn together? That the only time that a person is going to bring an ashram talui is when the act is based on a shogeg. When it comes to a Kohen Gadol, his general carbon chatas isn't just based on a shogeg, meaning nana shegagas maisa. When it comes to a kohen, he needs a hora. So the Gemara says, midi kol ksiv. Now, it's, the pasuk doesn't say kol, meaning the pasuk says ashegas or asher shagag. It was Rebbe who basically injected the word kol. Mishikol cheto bishkaga. So the Gemara says, imke nichtav ashegagaso. The Gemara says, yeah, basically, effectively, it does say the word kol, even though you don't see it inside. Because the pasuk says ashegagaso. And lama li asher shagag. And then, in addition to that, it also says asher shagag hakamashmalan da'ad ika kol chet o bishkaga. So, in other words, you need all of the chet to be done in a state of shogeg. However, when it comes to the kohen gadol, all of his chait is not just shogeg, meaning that when it comes to the Kohen Gadol, there's shogeg and hora. So since by the Kohen Gadol, the shogeg and hora, so therefore he is excluded from the Ashem Talui. The Rabbanan. Now, the Chachamim over here, and again, let's remind ourselves. According to the Chachamim, for the Kohen Gadol, there is never a chance for a Kohen Gadol to bring a Karban Chatas without a hora. Meaning, remember, the Chachamim say that when it comes to Shar Mitzvos, Vayikra Perek Dalid, the Kohen Gadol for him to bring a Karban needs a hora. According to the Chachamim, the same thing is true regarding Avodah Zarah. A Kohen Gadol will only be bringing his special Karban for Avodah Zarah only when there's a hora. So that means that according to the Chachamim, there always has to be a hora in order for a Kohen Gadol to bring his Karban. So, according to the Chachamim, now the Gemara just simply points out, Misha Chet Obishkaga, Yatza Mashiach, She'ein Chet Obishkaga, Lo Bavos Chavim Lo Vashar Mitzvos, Ela Behalam Davar Im Shagaz Maisa. So according to the Chachamim, the drasha is even better. It's even a crisper drasha. Because according to the Chachamim, there's never a scenario in which a Kohen Gadol is going to be bringing a Karban without a hora. So that means to say that according to the Chachamim, he's so excluded from the Ashem Talui. Because the Ashem Talui is only speaks to the person who is going to be Chayv a Karban Chatas just with a Maisa Shogeg. Just with an act of Shogeg. For the Kohen, there never exists. For the Kohen, I'm saying Kohen, I mean Kohen Gadol. For the Kohen Gadol, it only comes under all circumstances with a hora. So according to the Chacham, the drasha is even better than that than it was expressed for Rebbe.
So he will never be have a kapara for a suffix.
Right. In other words, now you're thinking about where the drasha brings us to, meaning the Gemara. Right, the Gemara doesn't discuss the conceptual, the philosophy. The Gemara just tells us, you know, where the road takes us down to. It takes us to the point now where if he's ever in a state of suffix, he doesn't bring an Ashram Talui. So right, the Ashram Talui protects the individual. Right, and so what happens to the Kohen Gadol? Right, that's right. It's a great question. I don't have an answer, but that's all I can tell you is that's right. That's what just happened in the Gemara. We are in the Mishnah on Chetzam and Aleph. Ein Beis Din Chayav and Ash Yor B'Davus Shes Dono Karis V'Shigaso Chatas V'Chein Hamashiach V'Lo Ba'Avodas Kochavim Ash Yor Al Davus Shes Dono Karis V'Shigaso Chatas. Here's a Mishnah where we have said over this Mishnah since day one of this Masechta. Since the opening Mishnah in Dav Beis, so I've told you this Mishnah again and again, but here's the Mishnah. And that is that the only time that we're talking about a Karban Chatas, for any of the categories that we talked about, and we can go down the list, Kohen Gadol, Sanhedrin, Nasi, Yachid, Avodah Zarah Shel Tzibur, Avodah Zarah Shel Yachid, in any one of those categories that we've been discussing since day one of this Masechta, there has to be that the Avera is such in which, if done intentionally, would be an Issur Kares. If done unintentionally, you bring a Karban Chatas. It has to be one of these. Now, as I already mentioned, we're going to get to Masechta Krisus about a year from now, approximately. And we will learn the first Mishnah in Masechta Krisus, Daf Beis Amud Aleph. So there the Mishnah articulates and actually goes through 36 of the mitzvot satara that are subject to an issur karis. Of those 36, 34 of them are lavim, and 2 of them are mitzvot sese. The 2 mitzvot sese are mila and karban pesach. Failure to comply with bris mila and karban pesach is subject to karis. Those are the essays. And the los essays are the list over there of 34. Shabbos, arayos, avodah zarah, and a slew of other averos in the Torah, which have with it the most serious punishment of an Issur Kares, if done intentionally. In order to have this discussion of bringing Karban Chatos for any one of the categories in which we discussed, it has to be that the Avera is such where it would be an Issur Kares if done intentionally. Mina lan. The Gemara's question over here is very simple. Where do we know this from? Meaning, where do we see that in the Psukim? So, detailing the Gemara quotes the following, Braisa, Rebbe Omer Nemar Kan Alav Nemar Lahalan Alav. So we start off with the sheet of Rebbe. Rebbe says, you'll note that it says Aleha in Vayikra Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yud Dalet, Venoda Hachatas Asher Chatu Aleha. Okay? It says later in Parshas Vayikra, in the 18th Perek, this is 18:18, Perek Yurches, Pasuk Yurches, V'isha El Achusa Lo Sikach Litzor Lagalos Ervasa aleha bechayeha. You'll also have the word aleha over there. That is the Isser Arayah, specifically the Isser Erva of not marrying a woman and her sister. So Malahalan, Davishes Dono, Shizdono Karis Vishigaso Chata. So there is an example where if done intentionally it'd be an Isser Karis, if done unintentionally it'd be a Karban Chatas. Afkan, so too over here, by the Parhelam Davishol Tibor, so it is Davishes Dono Karis Vishigaso Chatas. So in other words, Gzeir Shava. The Gzeir Shava takes us, using the word Aleha, takes us from Vayikra Dalid to Vayikra Yerches. Vayikra Yerches is talking about Isha Alachosa, and one's not allowed to marry a woman and her sister, which is an Isser Kares. So we bring it back to the Parhelm Davishol Tzibor, and that's talking about also an Isser Kares. Ashkechan Tzibor, so the great. So now what the Gzeir Shava does is it takes us from the Kares of sisters to the carbon of the tzibor, of the Sanhedrin, but we have a lot more categories that we got to fill in. So Mashiach Minalim, so how do I know about the Kohen Gadol, which is the beginning of Perek Dalet? So La'ash Masam, Mashiach Ketzibor. Okay, so we just keep hitting the same notes again and again. La'ash Masam tells us that the Kohen Gadol is to be treated like the Sanhedrin. So I'm not sure if you want to call it a Gzer Shava, it's a Gilui Milsa. Okay, however you want to describe it. But it tells us that the Kohen Gadol is to be treated like the Sanhedrin. Nasi, now we're going down in Vayikra Perek Dalet, the later Pesukim. How do I know that? Yalef Mitzvos Mitzvos. Here we have Gzer Shava. Ksiv Gabi Nasi V'asa Achas Mikol Mitzvos Hashem. Uksiv B'tzibor V'asa Achas Mikol Mitzvos. So Matzibor Davishes Dono Karis V'Shigas Ochatas. Af Nasi Davishes Dono Karis V'Shigas Ochatas. So therefore the Mitzvos is creating a Gzer Shava. Okay? And so therefore, just like by the Tzibor, we know it's a Chiyuv Kares, so too by the Nasi, it has to be an Avera, which would have a Chiyuv Kares. Okay, now, Yachid, so we have another category that we need to fill in, which is the next part of Vayikra Dalet, which is the Yachid, the individual. So how do I know that his Avera has to be a Kares-bearing Avera? Amakra V'im Nefesh. That Vav is critical. That Vav means and, it's a conjunction. What it does is it links together the Parsha above and the Parsha below it. The Parsha that it opens up with, that it's introducing us to, is the Yachid, and the Parshas above it are the Kohen Gadol, Sanhedrin, Nasi. So in other words, just like in all those three, it is talking about Nisr Kares, so too when it comes to a Karban Chatzis of Yachid, it's talking about Nisr Kares. V'yilmo tachto me'elyon. We learn the lower portion of the Parsha from the upper portion of the Parsha. Now, good. So now we've established that in all of Vayikra Perek Dalet, all four categories of Kohen Gadol and Sanhedrin and Nasi and Yachid, so it has to be a Lav with an Isser Kares. Now I'm going to move over to Avodah Zarah, meaning Bamidbar Tezvav. How do I know there that the Avera has to be specifically something which is an Isser Kares? Tanu Rabbanan. Gemara quotes another brisa. Lefishi yatzav avodas kochavim lidam ba'atzma. Again, the brisa makes the observation. Avodah Zarah b'shogeg is its own separate parsha in the Torah. It's Bamidbar Tezvav. Yachol, I might have thought chayavin afilu al davar she'ein zdono kares v'shigagoso chatas. So I might have thought that a person would be subject to the karban even if it's avodah zarah that does not have an issur kares. Now, avodah zarah that doesn't have an issur kares, like, what's that? Meaning, isn't every act of avodah zarah something that has an issur kares? So Rashi over here points out, not necessarily. Let's say, for example, Menashe gets avodah zarah. Person kisses avodah zarah. So that's not official avodah, meaning that's not worship per se. Obviously, it's wrong and it's usur, but it's not that act in of itself is not an issur kares. So if somebody does an activity like that, so a havamina of the Gemara now is that it is avodah zarah, not formal kares avodah zarah, but it is avodah zarah, and therefore one would be chayv his special karban chatas. That's the havamina of the Gemara. So afilu al davar she'ein zdono kares v'shigas o chatas, nemar kan me'inei, v'nemar lahalan me'inei, so ma lahalan davar she'ein zdono kares v'shigas o chatas, af kan davar she'ein zdono kares v'shigas o chatas. So the Gemara hits a note which we already hit earlier, and that is the word me'inei is mentioned both in the Sanhedrin and in the special parsha of Avodah Zarah vis-a-vis Shogeg Avodah Zarah. So he creates now an Gzeira Shava between the two Parshios, just like we've already established that by the Parhelm Davar, it has to be in a Sakaris, so too by Avodah Zarah, it has to be in a Sakaris as well. Ma'ala Halan Davishes, I'm sorry, I read that. So Ashkechan Sibor, now in Parsha Shlach, in Perek Tezvav Bamidbar, there are two Parshios. The first Parsha is Sibor. The second Parsha is Yachid. Ashkechan Sibor, the Ne'ene, connects Parhelm Davar with Sibor Avodah Zarah. How do I know about Yachid Avodah Zarah? And Yachid, Nasi Mashiach Minalan. So Amakra, V'im Nefesh Achas, Echa Yachid, Echa Nasi, Echa Mashiach, Kulam V'chal Nefesh Achas. V'yulam O'tachton, Mina Elyon. So again, we're going to hit those same notes again. In Nefesh Achas comes to include every individual that has a Nefesh, which includes the individual, the Nasi, the Kohen Gadol. They're all Nefesh. They're all Nefesh Achas. And the Vav is a connector, connecting the lower parsha with the upper parsha, just like with the upper parsha, which is the Avodah Zarah B'Tzibor, we already established, it has to be in Issacharis, so to the lower parsha, meaning the Yachid, has to be in Issacharis as well. Okay. So, what we have done now is that we have created an entire structure, right, a construct of all these various parshios in the Torah are only subject to the Karban Chatas, when it's an Issacharis. What was the foundation of this entire structure? It all started with a Gzeira Shava that took us from Vayikra Perek Dal to Vayikra Perek Yuches. From the words Aleha Aleha, the one mentioned by the Sanhedrin, by the Parhelm Davar, the one mentioned by a man prohibited from marrying his wife and his wife's sister. So that created the foundation, the entire foundation of all the above drashas. The Gemara now notes that what we're going to do is that according to one Tana, we're basically going to take away the foundation block of all the drashas, and then of course the whole building crumbles. But so if you work with this with the drasha that we just outlined using the word aleha in arayos in Perek Yudches, and then bringing it over to Perek Dalet to create the Gzeira Shava. So that's wonderful. Ela l'Rabbanan. However, remember the opening of Masechta Yevamos. The opening of Masechta Yevamos. So first we were treated to that Mishnah that told us that there are 15 women who, if a person marries, they are going to pater themselves and their co-wives from the mitzvah of Yibum. Because what ends up happening is that these women, when given a Yibam opportunity, meaning their husbands die, and now they're looking at their brother-in-laws, but their brother-in-laws are usher to them for other reasons as well. Let's say their brother-in-law is their uncle, and not to go through the first Mishnah of Yevamos again, but in other words, if any one of them is a erva, an additional erva, additional to Eshetach, to their brother-in-law, so then there's no mitzvah of Yibam. Not only is there no mitzvah of Yibam, but there's no mitzvah of Yibam, not for them, not for their co-wives, etc., etc. That's the entire first discussion in the Mishnah in Yevamos. And there on Daf Gimel in Yevamos, we learn together that how do I know that there's a Ptur, not only for the Arayos, but for the Tzaros as well? So the Drasha is all built on the word Aleha. So if you learn, like the Chachamim in the beginning of Yevamos, that the word Aleha is coming to pater the Erva and the Tzaros Erva, so now, so that's great for the opening of Yevamos. However, it's not good for us. Because our entire structure over here was built on the Gzeira Shava Aleha Aleha. But according to the Chachamim, the word Aleha is not open for Gzeira Shava. I needed to darshan the Parsha of Yevamos. So now, where do we start from? So, Nafkalahu midamathni lei Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Lebre. So the Gemara says, so we're going to have to go to a teaching that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi taught his son. And that's as follows. We're going to now start in Bamidbar Tezvav. And there, Torah achas yelachem l'oseh bishkaga v'anefesh asher ta'aseh b'yad ramah. If you look towards the end of Bamidbar Tezvav, we are approaching the end of the parsha. Yeah, chavtes. Right, here we go. So, right, Bamidbar Tezvav Perek Chavtes. Bamidbar Tezvav Pasuk Chavtes. Ha'ezrach b'vnei Yisrael v'lager agar b'sochem Torah achas yelachem l'oseh b'shkaga. So the Torah over here says it's Torah achas. And then, v'ha nefesh asher ta'aseh b'yad ramah. Min ha'ezrach min ager as Hashem hu megadef v'nechrasa ha'nefesh ahi mikerev amah. So, you see over here, says the Gemara. Let's see now the Gemara back inside. So, Torah achas yelachem l'oseh b'shkaga v'ha'nefesh asher ta'aseh b'yad ramah. That's the Gemara really quoting two psukim. That's pasuk chafes and pasuk lamed. Hukshu kol haTorah kula la'avodas kochavim. The Torah achas tells us that the entire Torah is compared to avodah zarah. Ma avodas kochavim shechayav nazdon akaris v'ashigas ochatos avkan chayav nazdon akaris v'ashigas ochatos. So just like by avodah zarah, meaning classic avodah zarah, meaning the formal avodah has a chiyuv karis to it, so too any other carbon chatas that's brought, that too is going to be only in the case of zdono karis, an issur that has a karis penalty to it, if done intentionally. Ashkechan yachid, nasi v'mashiach, bein b'avodas kochavim, bein b'shar mitzvah. So the Gemara says that's great. Now that Torah achas is located in the parsha of avodah zarah, but specifically by the individual. Tzibur minalan, how do I know about a community? So meaning the Sanhedrin, yalef el yom itachzor. So once again, we noted already, but the Gemara hits this note once again, that if you look at the Parsha opens up with the words Vi'im Nefesh. The Vav over there is the connector, connecting the lower Parsha to the upper Parsha. Whatever is true regarding the lower Parsha is going to be true regarding the upper Parsha as well. Okay. V'Rebbe, now the Gemara points out, great. So now, we no longer needed, if we're operating with this Drasha, so we no longer needed the Aleha Haleha, and so therefore we have a way of arriving at this conclusion. That the only time you're chayav a carbon chatas is going to be when it's zdono karis. V'shigagaso chatas. Now we go back to Rebbe, because according to Rebbe, I don't need this drasha of Torah achas. According to Rebbe, we had the drasha of Aleha Aleha. So v'Rebbe had Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi Mayavile. What does he do? Meaning, what does he need the drasha of Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi? So the Gemara says, "Mapik lelech etatanya." The Gemara says he needs it for another point, and that's the following: Lefisha masina shechilek akasa bein rabim liyechidim rabim b'sayef umamonam aved yechinam b'skila umamonam pala. So the Gemara says, "Look, we know that in other areas of halacha, specifically when it comes to avodah zarah, there's going to be a difference between an individual versus a group. Let's look at this from the context, from the perspective of Ira Nidachas." What do we know when it comes to Iron Idachas? We know that if an individual is Ovid Avodah Zarah, now this is, granted, this is not talking about Bishogi, this is talking about Bemezid, but still, we're going to note the difference between an individual and a group. When it comes to Avodah Zarah done as an individual, so, for an individual, the punishment is going to be Skila, meaning it is a capital punishment, capital crime of Skila, and as far as the person's money is concerned, so the person's money is not going to be exhausted, meaning the money will just simply get passed down to the next generation. However, if let's say you have a city that's Ovid Avodah Zarah, otherwise known in Halacha as an Ir Hanidachas. If you have a city who's being Ovid Avodah Zarah, so now here's the Halacha. They also receive a capital punishment, but their capital punishment gets downgraded. We talked a lot like this in Sanhedrin, how different capital punishments are harsher than the next. Skila is the harshest. Their capital punishment is going to get downgraded. They're only going to be put to death through sayef, through decapitation. And as far as the money is concerned, the money is going to be destroyed. In other words, that's an Iron Nidachas. So we know that when it comes to Avodah Zarah, there is a difference between Yachid and Tzibur. A Yachid, the capital punishment is Skila. Their money gets saved, meaning you're going on to the next generation. When it comes to Avodah Zarah B'mezid as its Tzibur, so we know the capital punishment is Sayef. The money is going to be destroyed. So now, with all that in mind, Yachol. So I might have thought, Nachlok B'Karb Nesayim. So now, I might have thought that we should also make a distinction in terms of the carbon. Meaning the carbon brought by the individual who is being Ovid of Azar B'Shogeg should be different than the carbon being brought by the Tzibor. So Tamalam Torah Achas, yeah. So the Gemara says the Torah Achas is coming to teach me that, despite the fact that that's a good Havamina, Torah Achas is coming to dispel that. Maskevla Rav Chilkia Mehagronya. So the Gemara says, I have a question. One of the Amorayim. Taima Delo Chilek HaKasav. Ha Chilek, Hava Amina, Nachlok. So the Gemara says, okay. So let's just go back to the Hava Amina. Let me even understand your Hava Amina. You're telling me that for Avodah Zarah done by, a tzibur, so they're going to bring a special carbon. What would be an example of a special carbon? Meaning, basically, what the Gemara is now looking for is just a better understanding of a Havamina. Meaning, it's true the Gemara rejected the Havamina. But let's just even attempt to understand the Havamina. What would be a unique carbon that's brought? Meaning, give me an example of something that's not brought in any other case scenario. My nicey part, the Gemara says, what are you going to bring? Bring me a bull? Tzibur b'shar mitzvah su d'maisi. So the Gemara says, you know, a Sanhedrin that rules erroneously, parhelm davashal tzibur, they bring a part. So the nicey part, lola v'sir l'chatas. So the Gemara says, oh, so maybe you'll tell me that we should bring a par as a carbon ola, and the seer as a carbon chatas, seer by avodas kol chavim demaisi. Yeah, but we know that if a Sanhedrin rules regarding avodah zara, that's exactly what the carbon is going to look like. A par is a carbon ola, and a seer as a carbon chatas. And nicey seer, what about a male goat? Nasi b'shar mitzvah su demaisi. A king brings a seer. Nicey seira, yachinami maisi. Hainu carbono. And what about a female goat? That's what an individual brings. So, meaning, what would be an example of a unique carbon that we don't have anywhere else? So, Itzrich, the Gemara says, so I'll explain to you the Havamina. The Havamina would be, Sagadat Chamina, seaboard, that if I have a group of people who are being over to Vodazar Bishoge, without a ruling of a Beis Din, Maisi Parlola Vesir Chatas. So, In a regular tzibur case, you would bring the par as an ola and a seer as a chatas, honey. But in other words, but these people, meaning without the ruling of a beis din, I see ipcha. Par lachatas v'seer la'ola. So the par would be brought as a carbon chatas and the seer would be brought as an ola. That's one example. Inami, tzarech vein lo takana. Or maybe, meaning because there's nothing that we can actually find for them to bring as a carbon, maybe they won't have the opportunity to bring a carbon. That is all built into the Havamina, Kamash Malan. And to dispel that, that's what the Chiddush of Torah Achas is coming to teach us. Okay. Adkan. That takes us to the end of that discussion. So basically what we have done now, since the Mishnah on Chesam and Aleph, is basically we have brought a limud in to teach us the Halacha. The Halacha is very clear that in every one of the categories that we discussed, both in Vayikra Perek Dalet and in Bamidbar Perek Tesvav, in all those categories, one is only going to be chayv a carbon chatas if the aver that was violated, if done intentionally, would be chayv a karis, an isr karis, or an onish karis. Okay. With all that stated now, one basic detail which we need to cover, which the Gemara is going to do right now, and that is, how do I know that Bamidbar Perek Tesvav is talking about avodah zara? If you read the parsha, which I encourage you to do on your own, you will see that there is no reference whatsoever in the Parsha to actually Avodah Zarah. You read Rashi over there, Rashi gives it away. Right? V'chisishka v'lo sasa, the first Rashi on that Parsha. Meaning, Bamidbar Tesvav Perchav Beis Rashi. Avodah Zarah Haisa Bechal Kala Mitzvah She'asibar Mivin Al Apar. Rashi tells us that it's talking about Avodah Zarah. Okay. And it's funny, Rashi quotes the Sifra. Sifrei. Anyway, our Gemara in Harios addresses this very question right now. Dekule Amma, everybody miat kiksivi hanikrai b'avodas kochav mehu diksivi. That by Midbar Tezvav is talking about avodas zara. My mashma, how do you arrive from the Parsha to that conclusion? So the Gemara is going to make a couple of suggestions. Amma Rava, v'item, Rav Yishua Malevi, Amri l'kedi, different attributions of who said it, Rava, Rav Yishua Malevi, or Kedi, could be an anonymous author, or Kedi could be his name. Amakrav v'chi sishku v'lo sasu es kol mitzvos ha'eila. Ezu e mitzvah shishku la keneged kol ha'mitzvos havi omer zu avodas kol chavim. So, one suggestion of the Gemara is because it says kol mitzvos. What is one mitzvah that is equivalent to all the mitzvos? Meaning that is as serious as all the other mitzvos? Avodah zarah. The Bei Rebbe Tana, the Gemara gives another suggestion in the name of Rebbe. Amakrasha Diber Hashem El Moshe. Uksiv Asher Tziva Hashem Aleichem Biad Moshe. Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded us. What mitzvah came to us via direct communication from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It was taught by the Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel. The first dibros, the first two dibros, were said directly by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the rest came to us through Moshe Rabbeinu. So that is another tip. That's another tell that the psukim are talking about Avodah Zarah. Debei Rabbi Shmuel Tana. The Gemara gives another suggestion. We turn to Chesamud Beis. This is the commandment that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ezu mitzvah shehi nemra b'tchila. What is the very first mitzvah? So Aviyam Rezu Avodah Zkuchavim. It's Avodah Zarah. Now V'ahal Marmar, the Gemara says, but wait 1 second. That's the first mitzvah. Let's go back to what we learned back in Sanhedrin. Eser mitzvahs nitzav l'Yisrael b'mara. That when we got to Mara, so there were 10 mitzvahs that were instructed, that are commanded to us. Ela machvarti kiddushinim eikaros, the Gemara says, okay. So we'll go back to one of the first two suggestions that we made, that this parsha actually is talking about the Isra of Avodah Zarah. Just one interesting note, by the way, before we go on to the next Mishnah. There is a really interesting machlokas Rishonim. You know, the Rishonim started counting the mitzvahs in the Torah, right? The Gemara in Makkos told us there's 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. The Gemara never bothers counting it for us. And the Rishonim, it started in the later period of the Gaonim, but then the Rishonim started counting the mitzvahs in the Torah. So, really interesting machlokas, Anochi, the first of the Aseret HaDibros. Is that one of the mitzvahs of the Torah? So the Rambam says, yes, it is. It's one of the mitzvahs in the Torah. It's the mitzvah of Amunah, meaning we have to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Bahag, coming before the Rambam, says, no, it's not one of the mitzvahs in the Torah. Meaning, Anochi Hashem is a statement of fact. It's the context in which the entire Torah is built on. It's such a fundamental tenet. It's not a mitzvah in the Torah. In other words, it's basic. It's, you know, it's like breathing air. So the Bahag is not counted as a mitzvah in the Torah. If you look carefully at our Gemara, in other words, you can go in either direction. Meaning, one of the reasons why it's such a good machlokas is because you really see either side of it. But if you look carefully at what we just learned together in our Gemara said, the quote of the Gemara, right, Ezui mitzvah shi nemra b'tchila. Which mitzvah was said first? Meaning, what's the first mitzvah? Havim or zeh avodas kochavim, avodas zara. Which of the Aseret HaDibros is that? That's not right. That's number two. Meaning, in other words, a simple reading of the Gemara over here would seem to indicate that Anochi Hashem is not a mitzvah. In other words, it's a statement of fact. It's, you know, it's obvious. Right? It's not something that we need to be commanded to do. Okay. Anyway, that's a nice, interesting aside. Let's at least do the next Mishnah. Let's see if we can just quickly cover the next sugya. Okay. The Mishnah over here, Ein Chayavin, we're now talking about the Beis Din. So again, Beis Din is going to be Chayav Parhelm Davar Shel Tzibur in an Avera that has with it a Chiyuv Karis. Ein Chayavin Alasev Alos Aseh Shebemikdash. Okay, remember, back in Masechet Shavuos, so the first two Parakim of Shavuos, so we spent a lot of time talking about the carbon Olav Yoreh, right? A special carbon Chatas, which is articulated in Perek Hay of Vayikra, where the carbon chatas is actually going to be dependent on your financial status. If you're wealthy, you bring an animal. If you're not as wealthy, if you're poor, you bring birds, a pair of birds. And if you're really poor, so you'll bring a mincha, you'll bring a flower offering. If you violate the kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, you go into the Beis HaMikdash in a state of tumah. We discussed this at length in the first two parakim of Masechta Shavuos. If Beis Din issues an erroneous ruling on something like this, they're not going to be bringing their special part. Also, an individual is not going to bring an Asham Talui on a possible, a suffix of Tumas Mikdash. Beis Din will be required to bring a par. If let's say they ruled erroneously on something like Nida. V'mivian asham toli al esev al losa say sheminida. And an individual will be bringing an asham toli on a possible violation of of Nida. Eizu mitzvah esei shem Nida. Now we said esei and lo sase. What's an esei of Nida? Prosh min Nida. So let's say the mitzvah of separating from one's wife as we're approaching the vest. Meaning the way Rashi explains the Gemara over here, we know that a woman has generally a cycle. In halacha, there's a vest kavua, vest she'ina kavua, a fixed cycle, a non-fixed cycle. Let's just assume for our purposes right now that we're talking about a woman with a fixed cycle. She has in halacha what's called a vest. So there is a mitzvah asay, the way Rashi explains our Mishnah. There's a mitzvah asay that a man needs to separate from his wife, samach a vest, as she's approaching that fixed cycle. And let's say based in rules erroneously on such a concept. So under those circumstances, they have to bring their special part. Eizu mitzvah slos asay, al tavol anida. Or let's say they ruled incorrectly. Let's say they ruled that, you know, the Torah says that you're not allowed to cohabit with one's wife when she's anida, and somehow, and no, it's so basic, it's so difficult to understand, but somehow, you know, they got that one wrong. Meaning, they ruled erroneously about that avera in the Torah. Menahan Mimili, the Gemara just simply now covers the drushas. So we're starting the Gemara. Ditzibar lo maichayvin karban ba'ama. The yachid asham tali namilo. How do I know that as it relates to Tumas Mikdash, a basin who paskins incorrectly regarding Tumas Mikdash does not bring a carbon, does not bring the par, and an individual does not bring an asham tali on Tumas Mikdash, Amrav Yitzchak Barav Dumi Namar v'ashem v'chatas, it says the words v'ashem as it relates to the individual chatas, and it says also v'asham tali v'nemar v'ashmo b'tzibur. I'm sorry. V'asham taloi v'nemar v'ashmo b'tzibur ma ashem b'yachid b'chatas kavua af ashmo b'tzibur b'chatas kavua. Meaning that the only time the basin is going to be required to bring their parhelm davar is only on something where it's a fixed carbon. Since the Tumas Mikdash does not have a fixed carbon, but it's a variable carbon depending on the person's wealth. So therefore, there is no par that's brought by the tzibor. Now, matzibor bechatas kvua af asham toli nami ein ba ella al safe chatas kvua. Additionally, the asham toli brought by the individual is only on something where it's a fixed carbon. Since the Tumas Mikdash is an olav yoredi, it's a variable carbon. So therefore, there's no such asham toli. Amrei, the Gemara says on that yahachi carbon olav yoredi nami. So the Gemara says so. why don't we say the same thing regarding the Ola V'Yared? Meaning to say, why do we have to learn the din of Asham Toli from the word V'Ashem, from the carbon Sibor of Ashmo? So, Haksiv V'Yaki Asham L'Achas Me'ela. Meaning, by the Ola V'Yared, it says very specifically that a person is Yasham. So the Gemara says, Danim Ashem, right, the Girsa over here is a little bit, all right, Ashmo min Ashem, v'ein danim Ashem min Yasham. So the Gemara says it's a better gzera shava when we're comparing the words Ashem to Ashmo versus Yasham. Now it's a real subtle difference, and the Gemara picks up on that right away. My nafka minava tanida bay Rebbe Yishmael v'shavakon nevakon hishiva zuhibia. The Gemara quotes this time and again. Meaning, the basic point of the Gemara, without going into the details, is that when making a gzera shava, as long as the words are similar, in fact, the words don't even have to be that similar. Meaning, a gzera shava can be created v'shava kohen uva'a kohen. They both mean and the kohen returns. Even though it's not the exact same word, as long as it means the same thing, as long as it connotes the same thing, that's enough to make a gzera shava. So now, you're telling me that just because one place it says yesham and the other one says ashma, and that makes all the difference. And va'odin, the Gemara says, and furthermore, neilav min va'ashem etumas mikdash v'kadashav dichsiv v'utame va'ashem. Tumas mikdash v'kadashav, we actually have the word va'ashem. Amar Rav Papa danin va'ashem v'mitzvos Hashem min va'ashem u'mitzvos Hashem. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why the gzera shava is a little bit better. The gzera shava is a little bit better because you actually have two points of connection. Both the words va'ashem and mitzvos Hashem. Amalei Rav Shimei Bar Ashi Rav Papa v'neilef v'ashem nisiyas avon min v'ashem nisiyas avon. From the carbon olav v'yared, we actually have also two connecting points. Ashem and nisiyas avon. Elam Rav Nachma Yitzchak Danim v'ashem mitzvos Hashem asher lo sa'asena Vashem and Mitzvos Hashem Vasher Lo Sasena. So the Gemara says, actually, there are three connecting points. Vayochiach, a triple bonded Gzeres Shava. Vayochiach, Shmias Kol, Vitruis Vasem, Vitumas Mikdash Vekadashav, Shalom Nemra Ben Vashem, Umitzvos Hashem Vasher Lo Sasena. Masha Einkein, when you have the Parshios of Tumas Mikdash, Kol, Bituis Vasayim, these are all the Yisurim in the Torah that have the Karmen Olav Yareid, you don't have these three connecting points. So basically the Gemara says that it's just a better bond to the Parsha of the Karmen Yachid to that of the Karmen Olav Yareid. Okay, the Gemara learns it out via Drasha. The Gzeres Shavah death have to come through a Mesorah. So why the Gemara over here is saying it's a better Gzeres Shavah and this is an inferior Gzeres Shavah? You're right. The whole discussion, right? It doesn't speak well to this idea that you must have a definitive Mesorah. You're absolutely correct. Points well taken.